Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of the myenteric nerve plexus found under the GI section at medbullets.com. The myenteric nerve plexus, also known as Auerbach's plexus, lies in the muscularis externa, which is between the inner layer of the circularly oriented smooth muscle and the outer layer of longitudinally smooth muscle. It regulates GI motility. You can remember myenteric regulates motility, and Auerbach's is on the outside. It also receives input from both the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to the myenteric nerve plexus, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 48-year-old female visits your office complaining that she has trouble swallowing solids and liquids. She has persistent bad breath and sometimes wakes up with food on her pillow. Manometry studies show an absence of functional peristalsis and a failure of the lower esophageal sphincter to relax upon swallowing. The patient's disorder is associated with damage to which of the following? Choice 1, the lamina propria. Choice 2, submucosa. Choice 3, myenteric plexus. Choice 4, submucosal plexus. Choice 5, muscularis mucosa. The correct answer is choice 3, myenteric plexus. Achalasia is an esophageal motility disorder in which the lower esophageal sphincter fails to relax during swallowing. The disorder occurs when ganglionic cells in Auerbach's plexus are destroyed due to autoimmunity or infection. The patient's symptoms are typical of achalasia and other esophageal motility disorders. Manometry is used to diagnose achalasia, and patients with the disease show diffuse esophageal spasm, lack of functional peristalsis, and failure of the lower esophageal sphincter to relax upon swallowing. Medical treatment includes medications that reduce LES tone, including nifedipine, nitrates, and botulinum toxin. Myotomy and endoscopic balloon dilation of the LES are surgical treatment options. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choices 1, 2, 4, and 5, the lamina propria, submucosa, Meissner's plexus, and the muscularis mucosa are not associated with the pathophysiology of achalasia. That's all for this review of the myenteric nerve plexus. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.